Ever wish you had, like, I don't know, a crystal ball to see where your career could go, all those twists and turns?
Right.
Well, today we kind of do. We're going deep, two CVs, same person, to see how they went from physicist to, get this, entrepreneur.
All right, so who are we dealing with?
Achilles Caratino. And let me tell you, this isn't just some run-of-the-mill science whiz.
Oh, I bet. You usually see those laser-focused types, brilliant in their niche, but launching a company, that's another ball game.
Totally. You hit the nail on the head. It's one thing to ace those equations, but to have the vision, the hustle to bring that science to the world.
Like you got to speak the language of spreadsheets and D test tubes.
Exactly. And that's what makes this deep dive so fascinating. Okay, so early days, one CV mentions Tenaris.
Yeah, I saw that.
He's creating software, optimizing steel making. Already you see that problem solving, right?
Absolutely. Even back then, not just understanding the why, but the how to make it better. That's entrepreneur DNA right
Yeah.
there.
Right, it's that drive that pushes you beyond just theory. Okay, then it's off to Leiden University, PhD time.
Deep into the weeds of physics and optics, this is where CRISPR tech starts to, you know.
Exactly, the seeds are planted.
He's not just studying microscopes, he's building them, even creates a system for, get this, real-time nanoparticle tracking analysis.
Okay, hold up. For us non-microscope folks, what even is that? And why should we care?
Think tiny, thousands of times smaller than a hair, that's nanoscale.
Wow. Okay, tinier than I could even picture.
And these nanoparticles, they're used in everything, delivering medicine, better solar panels, the works.
So important stuff.
But here's the thing, to make those technologies work, you got to know how these particles act, how they move, how they interact. It's all about understanding their behavior.
Ah, so that's where this tracking analysis comes in.
You got it. It's like a superpower for scientists, seeing these tiny particles move in real time.
Okay, I'm starting to see why this is a big deal.
And this is key, because how they behave affects everything, right? Imagine a drug delivery system that has no clue where those nanoparticles are going.
That wouldn't be good.
Not at all. So this real-time analysis, that's a game changer. It's precision, it's control, it's the future of so many fields.
Wow, okay. So he's onto something huge here. You can kind of see where his brain is going. This isn't just academic, it's got real-world applications.
And that's what's so brilliant. He's seeing that need, that gap in the research world, and thinking, I can build something to solve this.
And that right there, that's the spark, the entrepreneur in the making. It's like he's already got that business brain whirring away, even while knee-deep in his PhD work.
Totally. That's the thing about these scientists entrepreneurs. They see the potential, not just the problem.
And speaking of potential, he wraps up the PhD. He's got this super niche expertise. And then, boom, postdoc at Utrecht University. Seems like this is where CRISPR tech really starts taking shape.
Oh, absolutely. This is more than just continuing research. It's like the launch pad. You know, one CV even says this specific experience, bam, led straight to CRISPR tech.
Interesting, right? He doesn't just finish the PhD and go straight to startup mode. There's this intentional step, like he's refining the idea, getting ready.
It's strategic, almost like testing the waters, building a foundation, you
Yeah.
know, not just diving in headfirst, which, let's be honest, some academics might do.
You need that balance,
Yes.
passion, but with a plan, right?
Yeah.
And then, this is wild, first sale, less than 9 months. How is that even possible? Startups take forever to get off the ground.
Okay, two things. One, deep market understanding. He's not selling something random. He knows researchers need this. He's lived it. Two, execution. The guy's a machine. Look at his CV. Agile, lean. It's all about speed, prototypes, getting feedback, refining. No time wasted.
So it's a classic entrepreneur combo. Solve a real problem, but do it fast, efficiently. No wonder they snagged that first sale so quickly.
And don't underestimate the communication aspect, right? To get that sale, you got to convince people, investors, team members, get everyone on board.
And speaking of wearing many hats, the CVs, they paint a picture. Achilles isn't just the CEO, he's CTO, product development, even fundraising. Is that normal?
For science startups, especially early days, it's almost a requirement. You got to live and breathe the tech, explain it to people who don't speak physics. It's a juggling act for sure.
Just like scientist, engineer, salesperson, all in one. So we've got this driven, technically gifted, adaptable person, but there's more to uncover,
Oh,
right?
tons more. We're talking scientist to entrepreneur. That's a journey of skills, mindsets, stepping outside your comfort zone, and that's where things get even more interesting.
So it's not just about being a tech whiz. These CVs scream. This guy's got skills for days.
Oh, yeah, way beyond the lab coat.
Like communication, right. I mean, publishing papers, that's one thing, but leading workshops, pitching investors who probably don't know a neutron from a neutrino.
Haha, exactly. Different worlds, different languages.
Totally. And then there's customer interviews, figuring out what people actually need. That's adaptable.
It's not just explaining the science, it's making people get it. It's selling the dream, you know?
And doing it in a way that clicks with each person. Okay, but hold on, it's not just talking the talk. Project management, that's huge in both CVs.
Absolutely. Academia, startups, it's all about planning, deadlines, keeping things moving, whether it's a research project or a whole company.
You got to be organized, focused, no matter the scale, right? And here's what really impressed me. Even with a PhD, he's still learning. Lean Six Sigma, leadership courses, the guy's a learning machine.
That's the mark of someone who stays ahead, who knows the game's always changing.
So someone listening might be thinking, okay, inspiring, but I'm not some physics genius. What's the takeaway for me?
I'd say first, don't underestimate your skills. Achilles had his niche, but he paired it with business know-how, communication, project management. Those are superpowers anywhere.
So don't just have the great idea, be able to build it, right?
Right, exactly. Second, look for problems to solve. Achilles saw a need in his field. What about your work, your life? What bugs you? What could be better? That's innovation waiting to happen.
So that annoying thing at work, that could be your million-dollar idea. I like it.
You never know. And finally, never stop learning. Achilles shows us the more you know, the more you realize you don't know.
Which is exciting. It means there's always more to learn, more to explore. It's like he proved you can be a brilliant scientist and be a successful entrepreneur. Those two worlds, they're merging. Makes you wonder what other amazing discoveries are out there just waiting for someone to take them from the lab to the world. And that's the beauty of it, right? Whether you're deep in research or just starting out, dive into what you love, keep learning, keep pushing. You might just change the world. And on that note, this has been an incredible deep dive. Thanks for joining us as we explored the fascinating journey of Achilles Caratino. It just goes to show sometimes the most impressive careers aren't straight lines. They're about embracing the curves, learning along the way, and always, always striving for something more. Until next time, keep those curiosity gears turning.